This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today launched the Mutual Credit Guarantee Scheme for Micro, Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises or MSMEs in Mumbai. The scheme will facilitate loans up to 100 crore rupees to MSMEs for purchase of machinery or equipment without collateral. Later, addressing the media in Mumbai, the finance minister said several steps have been taken in the last three budgets focused on improving MSMEs.
Last three budgets have been doing various things to improve the business environment for MSMEs. So by widening the definition, we are giving them a chance to grow without losing the benefits that they get as a MSME. And also this time we've given a government guaranteed loan up to 100 crores, 60% of which will be guaranteed. There are an immense lot of steps taken over the last few years, but this year, particularly the extent to which government guarantee also goes to strengthen it, will make a big difference to MSMEs.
Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that two new features have been added under the National Education Policy that will not only shape job seekers, but also job creators. The minister was addressing the 126th Founders Day of Delhi University's Hindu College in New Delhi.
हमारी नौजवानों को हमारी बच्चों को रोजगार चाहिए इकोनॉमिक एम्पावरमेंट चाहिए डिसेंट लिविंग चाहिए इसलिए एनईपी ने दो फीचर इस बार डाला है हमें इस प्रकार की एक शिक्षा व्यवस्था खड़ी करनी है जिसमें लोग जॉब सीकर बनेंगे ही बनेंगे लेकिन जॉब क्रिएटर भी बनेंगे जॉब क्रिएटर होने के लिए एंटरप्रेन्योर होना पड़ेगा सिर्फ टीचिंग इंस्टीट्यूट समाधान नहीं है रिसर्च भी आवश्यकता है और हमारी देश में रिसर्च की कोई कमी भी नहीं है टीचिंग रिसर्च के साथ हमें इनोवेशन भी चाहिए और मैं कॉन्फिडेंट हूं हिंदू कॉलेज की हर एक विद्यार्थी आने वाले दिनों में हमारी इकोनॉमी में जॉब क्रिएटर बनेगा ये मैं उसकी झलक आज दिख के जा रहा हूं
Mr. Pradhan further said that a separate foundation will be laid to foster research across the country. He added that the government envisions the creation of Anusandhan National Research Foundation and an interest-free loan of 1 lakh crore rupees is available for Indian industry. The minister urged the students to use the funds on research and innovation. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has refuted claims related to paper leaks of 2025 board examinations, question papers and access to them being circulated on social media platforms. CBSE said that it came to the board's attention that certain unscrupulous elements are spreading rumours on social media platforms regarding paper leaks or claiming access to the 2025 exam question papers. BJP today said that the remarks made by Indian Overseas Congress Chairman Sam Pitroda on China is a deep blow to India's identity, diplomacy and sovereignty. Addressing a press conference, party senior spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said, earlier Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has also made a similar statement. He said India is emerging as a powerful and influential country on the world stage under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He alleged that several regressive forces are conspiring to stop this unprecedented progress and development of the country. Meanwhile, Congress has distanced itself from Sam Pitroda's remarks. In a social media post, Congress leader Jairam Ramesh said, the views reportedly expressed by Mr. Pitroda on China are most definitely not the views of the International Congress. The railways will set up permanent holding areas at 60 railway stations across the country to manage crowds. Sources in the ministry said the decision has been taken to manage heavy crowds during the peak season. The railways will also use advanced technology to monitor the crowds. It said a special campaign will be launched at all Delhi railway stations to monitor the facilities and smooth flow of passengers. During the campaign, the railways will take feedback from passengers, shopkeepers, police and coolies. To ensure smooth passenger movement, platform tickets will not be issued at New Delhi Railway Station for the next 1 week between 4 p.m. and 11 p.m. And in Women's Premier League, Delhi Capitals will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.